Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, it's been a busy day for golf courses, tennis clubs and the zoo today as well. As further easing of level 5 COVID restrictions coincided with the fine weather. And this evening, sports pitches across the country are reopening their gates to welcome back thousands of children and teens for underage non-contact training outdoors. John Cook has been speaking to kids and their parents in County Clare as a long-awaited slice of normality returns.
I'm 10 and I take part in running, swimming, hurling, football. That's it.
Have you training coming back this evening?
Yeah, I'm hurling.
Who'd you play with?
Clare Castle.
Have you missed it?
Yeah.
He hasn't trained since before COVID, I suppose. I'm trying to think, it's so long now.
I know, yeah.
He hasn't probably trained fully since October 2019, would that be right?
And then there was no school for so long. Well, at least you get to see those friends again. Are you looking forward to seeing the lads at hurling tonight?
Yeah, just playing hurling and meet my friends. And yeah.
What about you, Mum? How do you feel about dropping off to training? It sounds like a busy schedule.
Oh, we're delighted that they're all going. I have three going back to training in Clare Castle this afternoon, or this evening, should I say, but I'm absolutely over the moon. I know they're going back in pods and it's all carefully done, and hopefully over the summer things like swimming and other things can get back. So far so good.
You don't mind all the taxiing again?
Not at all. I'll absolutely love every moment of it.
Oh, it's fine. I'm looking forward to them going back. I think it's good for them because they've been out for so long now that I think to go back and mix with other kids especially is good for their development.
You have teenagers. They've been looking for something to do.
Yeah, he's 13 since Friday, so he'd be looking forward to going back and playing a bit of football and hurling. You can't really play it on your own. Even though it'll be, you know, in the pods of 15, it'll be better than nothing.
Have the rules made sense to you, the fact there was no training and it's been on and off, I suppose, for so long?
Yeah, they made sense, yeah, sure. There had to be, you know, restrictions and everybody had to play their part. So I think it was fair enough. But I think it's good now that they're going back, yeah.
And are you glad to be getting back to it as a soccer mom or taxi driver?
Yeah, taxi driver, but I'll be going for nice walks with the dog while he's training. So I'll be looking forward to the evening walk, yeah.
They're going back to Enniscrack and Aerog under 13 and she's 8. They're doing football tonight and Enniscrack is running.
Yeah. It's been a long time, guys. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have them back to school and also back to sports. It's good for them and it's good for everyone to get out. Yeah, I would hope we're getting back to normality and getting back to everybody doing what they should be doing, which is getting out and about and meeting people and in a safe way.
How are you doing, John? Rory Hickey is my name from the Aero Club here in Ennis. We're getting ready to get back to play. I'll let you into our all-weather facility here this evening. Our kiddies start back this evening, John. My own young fella, Dara, makes his debut. He's a 5-year-old. I wish the coaches the best of luck. Uh-huh. I don't know how they got on with him, but he's a bit of a bio, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Football this evening.
And Cuiva, tell me, you're 9. What are you playing?
I'm 9. I'm in third class and I play camogie and football on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Is your dad a good coach, is he? Or does he just be shouting you on from the sidelines or what?
He doesn't do anything much.
Tell me what you're looking forward to most, though.
Attempting to pick up the ball again.
You were making progress, were you, with camogie, but everything got stopped because of COVID.
Yeah. So now I'm back to square one. Now I can't even hit the ball in the air.
I'm sure you'll do well. That's why the training is back. Because, Rory, that's what happens this evening. It's non-contact training, underage training and groups of 15. Is that it?
That's it, John. And the guidelines are very specific. Margaret Barry, she's our COVID officer here in the club. And she's everything laid out, as you've seen it. And the walk-in we've had from the gate, that all our extra sanitising stations are there. We're lucky enough, John, we also rent a pitch over the wall that you've seen from St. Flannan's College. So we've two pitches and a beautiful all-weather facility this evening. As you said, pods of 15, the guidelines are there. We'll be very specific, and not that we'll be hard, John, but we'll be following the guidelines to the T, because we want the kids to enjoy themselves. They really need it, John. The kids of the country need to get back playing GA, but we want to stay playing GA. And not just me involved in Aerog here in Ennis, but I'd say coaches and administrators all over the country are only delighted to get their kids back out. And what a beautiful evening. Yeah. 18 degrees and I was driving in here today. You couldn't have had better. You couldn't have picked the weather.
You're a former inter-county football referee yourself. Is this a step in the right direction towards getting all teams back, including, this is just underage this evening, you'd like to see some of your older teams back?
Well, it is, John, yeah. And I'd love to see our adult team back playing. We came so close last year in the hurling and we've a super football team as well. I want to see them go on and win championships this year. We don't want any hiccups. We don't want this to go back into, listen to Micheál Martin or listen to Leo Varadkar telling his lads, forget about it, GAA has to stop. And it's up to the people at grassroots level. But John, I think the problems of last year when we got to the latter end of the championships and maybe the parties after the games, people have to be smart this year. It's still in the country, it's still around, but if we're smart, if we're clever, use the precautions, follow the precautions, we'll be fine, John, with the help of God.
Well, you've 1,200 members, I'd say, cheering you on this evening in the hope that everything will return soon.
They will, John, and we have a big car park and we'll have people at the gate pushing the under-6s this way, the under-8s this way, and with the help of God, everyone plays their part. I think parents now know that the kids are back to school. The next step, the natural progression for Irish people is to get into their GAs and start their GA. And there's nothing better, John, than standing on the sideline and seeing the likes of Cuiva here or my Dara starting off this evening. There's nothing better.
They're great talkers in County Clare, aren't they? That's sports stars of the future and the vice chairman of the Ada Oak GAA club in Innes in County Clare, Rory Hickey, ending John Cook's report.